Welcome to the newly rebranded podcast, Plain Talk Bad Manners. As the first episode of this rebrand, I really want to talk about some things, man. Because I think that's the progression of where the podcast is going to go future wise. As I already say in my update, Plain Talk Bad Manners is speaking unvarnished truths and not caring about anything else but that. So here's what I'm getting at, right? Is as you all know, I'm Trini Hotep, right? I picked that name as to sort of play upon the fact that Hotep is a word right now in online discourse that is used as a pejorative, and as we do these days, we tend to take words and turn it into endearments, right? But the word Hotep was never really a pejorative. It's just used as a pejorative, right? Hotep just means peace. It's an Egyptian word, right? It means peace. But it's used as an online pejorative because it's seen by many people as a negative, right? So the conscious community online or in real life, they use the word Hotep, and right now there's a stigma against the conscious community due to the fact of particular people that reside within it, right? And some people have valid criticisms, some don't, right? And that's the truth. So every time I am online having discourse and somebody sees the name Trini Hotep, and they say something along the lines of, you are Hotep, so I already know what you think. And I'm like, yeah, that's the point of using the name Hotep, because y'all think like 16 year old children. Y'all don't know how to critically think. Y'all think by the means of ideologies most of the time, or what y'all see online, right? So yeah, y'all know I'm Trini Hotep, right? I am 25 years of age, so I'm a post-millennial, some would say a Gen Z, right? And it's interesting because, and I'm going to do a podcast episode about ageism and things surrounding that. But people look at people around my age bracket and think either they're supposed to be lackluster in their intelligence, right? We are not adults. We can't make decisions. We can't critically think, because people want to keep using the frontal lobe argument in order to dumb us down, right? Because how dare people in their 20s, you know, accumulate certain levels of thinking in order to formulate decision making, because, you know, frontal lobe. So people quite want to use my age against me in order to play up this thing about how they think, right? So when I say something or do something, people would either say I'm quite old in thinking, meaning they think I'm quite older, right? But also on the flip side of that, it's this thing about, well, I see he's 25, so of course, you know what I'm saying, it's just, you know, like if I don't see in everyday life or online that people older than me act quite younger than me, right? They act like 16-year-olds. I'm talking about people deep into their 30s and 40s. But that's a conversation for another day. As you all know, I reside in Trinidad and Tobago, a small island nation in the Caribbean. It dots on the map, but a very significant country in the context of the Caribbean, which is the region, and the wider world, of course, due to international relations, culture, and whatnot. Right? And as somebody living in Trinidad and Tobago, I think of myself of having a unique perspective, a unique outlook on life, a unique outlook on certain topics, right? And a unique unique things to see. But within that, it's very interesting because the current course of my country, and that is on a governmental and a grassroots kind of level, I think I run counter to that a lot of times, right? I look at online Trinidad and Tobago discourse about topics about politics or culture or social stuff, and I realize I run counter to that. But you see, it's really the fact of that we have been influenced by the West, i.e. the United States of America, and we have sort of assimilated to some of their cultural stuff that they do. And I don't know if Trinbegonian people are willing to really admit that, but that's the truth. Trinidad and Tobago is a very modern country. We might be a developing nation, economic wise, you know, governmental, you know, politics, but we are very modern. We are a very modern country, right? In terms of how we think, in terms of how we move, that's the truth of the matter, right? So that's just it. The people think modern, right? Although we still have our cultural stuff here, and as the truth, that might never go away, right? We will never 100% assimilate and be like Americans, right? I am also Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Trinbegonian, right? The demographics of my country is that there are two big ethnic groups within the country: those of African descent and those of Indian descent. And I believe within that scope of things, I also have a unique perspective and a unique worldview. And that's the truth, right? But in Trinidad and Tobago, we love to do this thing where we play a sort of color blindness, or we tend to play like we are idiots, right? And we tend to do this thing about all of us are one Trini people, and all of us are black, and all of us are this, and we are one, and every time we party, it ain't no nothing. Listen, I I'm not the same as everybody within the country. And the fact that we want to play color blindness and be obtuse to the fact that there are different groups living in Trinidad and Tobago, making it a multi-ethnic society, a multicultural society, and that is what makes the society in Trinidad and Tobago quite unique. We want to play color blindness when it comes to certain things, or just stating plain truths. And I find that very ridiculous, or posturing to try to show some point that doesn't exist or isn't there. So here's the thing. As a Afro-Trinbegonian, as a Afro-Caribbean, I understand certain things as I see them. Everybody in Trinidad and Tobago isn't of the same racial background or the same ethnic background. And that goes for the wider Caribbean region as well. Now, for the majority of the Caribbean, it is of a Afro-ethnic background. So, majority of the Caribbean is of African descent. Right? And then further go down, Indian descent, Chinese descent, Syrian descent, you know, Europeans live here too, right? So here's the thing. People wouldn't like me really talking about the fact of there's particular tensions between groups within the Caribbean or within Trinidad and Tobago, because apparently those things don't happen, right? There's no tribalism, there's no racism, There's no favoritism, there's no nepotism between groups. Right? Because I mustn't say that in order to give the outlook that we have this great unity among us, when most countries in the world that are a melting pot don't have that particular type of unity. The only particular type of unity you see is in homogeneous societies, and that is societies where there is a greater percentage of one group. So 90%+, right? That's the truth. So, you know, these are things I quite see here, right? Now, here's the thing I'm about to say. I acknowledge racism. I acknowledge systematic racism to a certain degree. I do not let racism or anything like that consume my whole being, because that doesn't make any sense to me. I am an individual black man that lives in the Caribbean. Now, yes, me as a black man in the Caribbean, yes, my outlook on certain things are different to other black people that exist all around the world. That's the truth, right? I acknowledge racism, but I don't let it consume my whole being, so I don't play identity politics. I speak because that's what needs to be done. That's it. Right? Now, going further in is my politics is, I am a libertarian. I lean to the right. So I blend it and say I'm a conservative libertarian. So I am for small government. I am for government having the least amount of power. I believe power is supposed to be in the hands of the people. Right? I believe that, you know, conservative values need to be upheld in the society, political and social. And here's the thing, the two political parties within my country are center left. So then they don't hold my particular values politically or socially, because I live in a country where there is central government. And in terms of that, it's top down, And they also want to tell you how to live your life. So the government fundamentally gets involved in people's issues a lot, which I don't agree with, but that's the truth, right? So no, the two major political parties which make up Trinidad and Tobago's political system, which fundamentally makes it a two-party system, even though there are other political parties, but obviously in order for it to be a multi-party system, then other parties have the enough power in order to win. But that's not the truth. It's a two-party system, just like America is a two-party system. America has about almost 500 political parties, but only two parties dominate the country, and that's the Democrat or Conservative, Democrat or Republican, right? So, the two parties within Trinidad and Tobago don't support my view. The two parties in Trinidad and Tobago are center-left, right? And they hold socialist values that I don't hold, right? They believe in controlling a lot of things that I don't believe they should be able to control, because that's not the government's job, right? If I say that within the Trinidad and Tobago context of things, then that's the thing about Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad and Tobago is quite hypocritical in a sense, right? We want to complain about the government, but then we run to the government for a problem. So why bad talk the government? Why bad talk certain parties? Why do that, right? So if I used to point out, you know, certain things about either party that don't represent me in my politics, people will tell me why I'm talking about that. So what I'm getting at here is that the people that box you in to a type of thinking are the people that surround you. No other group does it. Trinbegonian people box me in into believing that I must think in a particular way about particular things that should not be boxed in. That's the truth. No, I'm not negating culture, right? Right, because fundamentally, culture is norms, values, behaviors that a group in the majority hold, right? But Trinbegonian people love to box each other in into a way of thinking socially, politically, that I think that shouldn't be, right? There needs to be a level of freedom of expression and freedom of speech where we could get to some sort of consensus about what needs to change, what needs to continue, what needs to be conserved. That's just me. And if we broaden out that, the Caribbean likes to box you into a certain level of thinking within the Caribbean region, same thing. And then go further out, black people within Trinidad and Tobago, or black people within the Caribbean, or black people in the globe, love to box each other in into a way of thinking and think that's the only realm we could live in, right? So take the Israel-Palestine conflict that is currently going on, right? Black people, or more so black liberals, will find it jarring that a black person will not pick up for Palestine or will not rally for Palestine, right? It's even more jarring when somebody is pro-Israel, right? It's jarring when they see a black person speaking about the issue of the Israel-Palestine conflict objectively, not picking a side, just talking the plain facts, the cold truths, right? Now it's why, but you black, you are oppressed, so why would you not be behind Palestine? I could care less, because I don't live in Palestine, I don't live in Israel. And both groups aren't black. So I have no time to rally behind Palestine, which is majority Arabs, to sort of posture and virtue signal about me as a black person. But that's the boxing nature of it, because black people are supposed to rally behind groups that have struggles, because black people also have struggles. Not mind you that black people should focus on their struggles alone, by themselves, which we have for as long as we can remember, because most people study their struggles first, and that's the truth. Right? So the nature of boxing in is there. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? Black people can't do certain things because it will be seen as a negative towards your blackness, because apparently blackness is a set thing, because apparently your blackness is not individual to you as a black person, right? A black person from the suburb is looked down upon, because how dare you come from the suburb and have a thinking of a suburban black person? You're supposed to be thinking like you from the urban cities, or you from the ghettos, or you from the hood, right? You're not supposed to like classical music. You're supposed to like hip-hop, R&B, right? You're not supposed to be a black conservative, the conservative party, or the Republican party, or other conservative parties. They are fascist white supremacists, not knowing that black people have never been liberal. Right? Black people have never been neoliberal anyway. Right? Most black people are heavily conservative. Africa is heavily conservative. When you look at pre-colonial Africa, Africa is heavily conservative. Ridiculously conservative. Right? And that's where most black people come from. Right? So this is what I'm saying, guys, I have never been one to be boxed into that particular thing. And moving forward on the podcast, when it comes to topics, I will be talking on vanished truths. I'm not going to coddle anybody's feelings. I am not going to placate to anybody just because they are of a particular group, because they share my race, right? Because they share my politics, because they don't. I don't care. Plain talk, bad manners. When it comes to topics, I'll be speaking it from my view, my perspective. And if you think as a black, as a Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Trinbagonian, I shouldn't be talking about this, because you believe, why am I being antagonistic, and why am I bringing up race, or why am I bringing up this, or why you have conservative views, and why are you a libertarian, why aren't you liberal? You understand? No, I'm sorry. As much as I believe in black people, in black unity, as in much as I believe in unity in general, or black nationalism, I am not emboldened to you as a collective. I'm an individual. And as you all say, people have rights. So my right, or my free will, is that I have individual thoughts for myself. Right? As much as a community or a group of people could have collective thoughts, the collective thoughts could only come from the fact that the individual people agree, right? But at the end of the day, you will never agree with people 100%. That's the point of making people individuals. So there are pros and cons to being a collective or collectivism. That's the truth. Just like how there are pros and cons to being individualistic or individualism. So no, moving forward on the podcast, when I speak about topics of race or politics or social issues, I think that you trying to box me in, or people trying to box me in to a way of thinking because I am of a certain group. No, I'm sorry. Plain talk, bad manners. So guys, yeah, I plan to make this a weekly thing. I'll be dropping episodes every Saturday, 3:00 p.m. right? So every week I plan to drop an episode. If y'all don't see a episode drop, it's because I'm either busy or I don't have a topic right now to discuss. So that's really it right there. So yeah guys, this wasn't a long one, but next week definitely might be a long one because I plan to have a guest on to speak about some interesting things that I think might touch people a little way. So it was nice having this candid conversation with y'all. I hope y'all support the podcast going forward. I plan to be more consistent than I've ever been. Sorry for not being as consistent as I thought I would have been when it comes to podcasting, but I'm here, you dig, and that's how we're going to go. So yeah guys, you all already know, follow me on all my social media, TriniHotep98, Instagram, Twitter X now, because it's X now. So Twitter X, that's what I'm calling it. Facebook, TriniHotep, right? Follow the podcast Instagram, right? Plain Talk Bad Manners 2019. So yeah guys, that's it for today. Be blessed, be safe. Black people everywhere in the world, y'all already know that's how we get down. So yeah, peace, we are out.